with Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. The development and maintenance of an efficient, reliable infrastructure system is critical to the success of agriculture in our country. Unfortunately, the infrastructure that supports agriculture, especially in those rural areas, has experienced some extreme wear and tear over the years, and the available maintenance budgets are shrinking. Chris Scheffner of CoBank discusses how the perception of rural infrastructure has expanded in recent years, especially for investors, to more than just a transportation perspective.
When we talk about infrastructure, I think historically, that's been a general term to cover really just transportation infrastructure. So highways and bridges, railways. It's also important in rural America to recognize that of that kind of national transportation system, we've got 75% of the country's bridges and almost 75% of the country's roads in rural America. What I think we are seeing in recent years is that conversation has become a little more nuanced. Reliable power, rural water infrastructure, that broadband piece, that's becoming a growing decision point for why families and folks are deciding to go back and move to those areas. This critical link that enables agricultural businesses, teleworking, distance learning for folks that want to participate in education, and even just getting relocation of business to these rural areas.
Agriculture companies and industry associations are committed to finding innovative solutions for infrastructure development, and dedicating state and federal dollars to infrastructure will also remain a key part of that funding puzzle. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.